Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Macedonian Call Around the Globe. I'm Sister Joanna with my husband, Brother Clint. We're coming to you from the United States of America. Praise God. And tonight's subject, if you're just now tuning in and you don't have Facebook and you're coming in by Blog Talk Radio, the subject tonight is the Word of God. Praise the Lord. And everybody knows that we go by the King James Version Bible only. To us, the only Bible there is. Praise God. And we just love the Lord, and we welcome you on here. And we just had a storm go through, so there may be a little bit of static. We had some thunder and lightning, but we needed the rain. Thank God for the rain. You want to be part of the broadcast, we encourage you to call in at 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. Call in and maybe give us your testimony. If you preach and you preach the King James Bible, you're sure welcome on here to preach along with us. Praise the Lord. And we have several prayer requests. Becky Fritz, unspoken requests. Sister Becky, she's a good woman, so pray for her. And God knows all about her need there. Sister Teresa Ambergy says, please pray for her. I have health issue that I need a healing, and I need the Lord's direction on the way to treat it by surgery or not. Sister Phyllis Littrell says, unspoken request. Sister Barbara Galdry says, pray for her family. Sister Patty Love says, please remember my family and my church, and remember a family I met today while at a yard sale. Sister Ella Wells says, pray for Brother Benny's family. Brother Benny, he is one of the members of our church. He died suddenly in his home on Wednesday around 6 p.m. right before church. We got the news. It was just the funeral will be on Sunday, so just remember that family. Brother Dustin Bowen says, he thinks he pulled a muscle in his lower back, and he needs a healing. That happened about 2 weeks ago, so he says please and thank you. Sister Linda Fry says, remember her grandson and his wife. She says, please pray. Sister Alice Jones says, prayers for unsaved children, please. And listen to this. We've been turning in prayer request for Sister Bonnie Burke's husband that had cancer. She says, thank you for praying for my husband. His cancer test came back that it was gone. Thank the Lord. Still needs prayers, and so do I. Thank God for you and your ministry. So that was a great report. His cancer is no longer. Praise the Lord. That's the kind of God we serve. We serve a living God that can heal. Our God's great big God that created the universe, but yet he's so small he can enter into the man, to man's heart, woman's heart. Sister Sherry Warnock says, please pray for Luke's youngest son, Sam's schoolwork. So we'll remember that. Sister Billy Neal says, pray for her daughter-in-law, Allie. She's an addict and not doing well. So let's remember that. Sister Barbara Wright says, thank you for praying for my son, partial victory. He is no longer with the girlfriend. Now for salvation. Thank you so much for praying. Thankful for God's faithfulness. How many know that what God puts together, let no man put asunder? So God will give you the right mate that's for you. Praise the Lord. He will put male with female. Praise the Lord. It's no other way. Praise God. He'll send you that right one. Sister Amanda Howard says, pray for her. Sister Shirley Matney says, I have several requests. My mom, daughter, my sisters, and I need prayer. Thank you so much for praying. Blessing Tante says, please pray for our new church building construction work. Many problems there. Village of, it's C-H-O-L-L-A-N-G-I. Please pray for village leaders. Thank you. Praise God. Yes, we will definitely be praying for that. Praise God. Brother John, praise the Lord, brother. I know sometimes on a Saturday morning you have to get up very early, and it's hard for you sometimes to stay up till midnight when you have to work. And, brother, we just want you to go ahead and obey God.
Appreciate that. Brother and Sister Green, appreciate the opportunity, amen. We are speaking about the Word of God tonight, amen. And God begins, the Holy Spirit began to deal with me out of Luke chapter 7, amen, immediately, the Spirit of God. I'm glad tonight that, the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, amen, as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. But let's go to Luke chapter 7, amen, and starting with verse 1. Said, now when he had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum. This is speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says he ended his sayings. In other words, you have to know something about the Lord Jesus Christ. He would not end a thing until they were completely fulfilled. Actually, the word there, ended, means that he had, is like a net crammed full, or a hollow filled with, completely filled up. Jesus Christ did not end his word or speaking unto the hearts of men. Actually, the scriptures teach us in John chapter 7, verse 38, it says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. When the Lord Jesus Christ spoke, the word of God was as poured out. In fact, as he was speaking there, the word saying there is actually the word rhema. It means then utterance from God. So as he spoke this utterance, amen, this divine utterance, this rhema word that had came unto the audience, or they had a hearing. In other words, when you have an audience there, you have ears. Some have ears to hear. The Bible says, Matthew, he that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. It also speaks of the time, amen, that they had ears, but they heard not. They had eyes, and they saw not, because they had opened up their eyes, and they were not converted, and they were not healed. I listened to the prayer request tonight. There were people that amen, and the key tonight is the Word of God. The scriptures teach, he said, and the people, he entered into Capernaum. So he had ended his sayings. He had hindered his divine utterance, amen, when they, at the moment, they had gotten full, not to overfill, but completely fill. He completely fills up. When you pull up, amen, amen, into the hearing of the Word of God, God will fill you up. The Lord Jesus Christ will speak unto you until the fullness and fulfilling. He says that a certain centurion servant who was hearing him was sick and ready to die. This centurion, amen, who's a captain over 100, he had a servant, amen, and this servant was dear to him, amen. But he was at the point of death tonight. Church, there are many people that are at the point of death. praise the Lord for the good report of cancer being gone in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the word of God. You know, the Bible says in Psalms 107, verse 20, that he sent his word, amen, to be healed, amen. And actually, the word healed there is rapha, means to be mended by stitching, actually. So, amen, that which was torn open, that which was, amen, by the hand of God, amen, binding together, amen, by his word, his word or matter that was spoken. So the spoken word binds up or stitches or brings that Jehovah Rapha. The Bible says in Exodus 15, verse 26, he said, I'm the Lord thy God that healeth thee. Amen. He said, I've met none of the diseases that I put upon the Egyptians. So here was a man, here was a servant, here was a man that was not a Jew. You know, the Bible says in, I believe it's in Acts 10, 28, amen, that the Jews had a law that they had no dealings with anyone outside the Jewish nation. But, amen, as we know, the centurion, amen, Cornelius and the Italian man, amen, he had prayed to God, and, amen, there was outpouring, amen. And actually, the word rhema means a pouring out. You have the logos word, which is the word said, or even the thoughts, amen. In fact, it's actually the expression of the thoughts of the heart of God himself, amen. That's the logos, the original root word is Lego. We have things there. In other words, Lego is things that are laid beside with us. So what it's doing is the Word of God is a Lego or Logos, amen, when it's the thoughts of God are expressed, amen. It's like we have a Legos here in America. That's a Greek word, actually, but it means to lay aside. When the puzzle comes together, when the rhema word, the utterance of God comes together, becomes the Logos, the whole word. The Bible says in Matthew 4:4, that man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word, every Logos, amen, amen, every word and every thought that is fully embodied, expressed by the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. His word, amen, was coming. And so we find, amen, that it was his thought. The scriptures teach us that in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8, says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not hither, the water there, so the rain and the snow is watering the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud. So when the rain and the water comes from heaven, it brings forth a budding, a blossoming, an increase, amen, hallelujah. The scriptures teach us, I believe it's in Psalm 75, amen, 5 and 6, it says, promotion cometh not from the south or the south, but God is the judge, amen. And so we know that there's an increase or a promotion when the word of God comes in our life. There's an increase when the water, amen, comes from the earth. And not only does it bring forth in bud, but it says that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So when the word of God is watering the earth and coming forth, it causes the bud, it causes the rose of Sharon, it causes the lily of the valley, it causes seed to the sower, and it provides seed, amen, to the sower and bread to the eater. But this is the bread of life that comes down from heaven. This is a different bread. Men, amen, ate manna in the heaven, in the wilderness, amen, and are dead, amen. But this was the wafer, this was the loaf, this was the coriander seed. But this word of God is seed. This is bread of life, amen, that come down only from the Father. Jesus said in John chapter 6, he said, I am the bread of life that come down from heaven. You have to understand that the word of God comes down from heaven tonight. It doesn't come from any other source. Comes down, amen, from the Father, amen, and brings us not only to life, but eternal life. It causes the bud and blossom as the word. He said, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, the spoken word, the Logos, the rhema. This is the pouring out, amen. This is the foundation, amen. This is the stone being, amen, the precious stone, the chief cornerstone, which was Christ, amen. He said, I lay in Zion in Isaiah chapter 28, amen, a tried stone, a true stone, amen, which has been tried. This stone is a cornerstone. This stone has provided water in the wilderness. This stone has provided a cornerstone of a foundation of the church. He said in Matthew chapter 16, he said, upon this rock I'll build the church, my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. As he was speaking to Peter, this was the revelation. amen, according to the Father who had given Peter. He said, who do men say that I am? They said, some say Jeremiah, some say John the Baptist, amen. He said, but whom do you say that I am? Jesus, or Peter answered, he said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He had a revelation that he was the anointed one, the Messiah, the Savior that would save the world. Amen. And through that revelation, he was given the keys to the kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah. And upon this rock, in other words, the Lord Jesus Christ, Peter would be the little rock, the little stone, the Cephas, the white stone, the stone of innocence. He said to them, they're overcoming the book of Revelation, I'll give you a white stone. Amen. Representative of the alabaster box. When Mary broke her alabaster box, it was a white stone, and a white stone, amen, representing innocence. Christ, his word, will make us innocent. He will present us, amen. And the Bible says, and he said, he shall not return to me void. In other words, it shall not come back to me empty. Amen. Empty-handed, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the same way unto I said it. God sends his word to hear you tonight, church. God sends his word to make you everywhere whole. He said, for you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. So when the word of God comes into your life, you shall go out with joy. The Bible says in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. He says, eat the fat, drink the sweet. Amen. And send portions, the portions of joy. God gives us his word so that our joy will be full. He said, my joy I give unto you, that your joy may be full. Again, remember what I said. Anytime the word of the Lord speaks to you, he said he ended his sayings, but he didn't end his sayings until you're completely filled up. God doesn't give you half a tank. God doesn't give you a fourth of a tank. God gives you a fill-up. Amen. Hallelujah. And he knows just exactly what you have need of. Amen. Hallelujah. He says, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. This is nature's praise. Church tonight, if you don't cry out because of the word of God has come in and caused a budding and a blossoming in you, it's caused a seed to be in your amen, for you to sow, and it's called bread for you to eat. You need to know this is the divine provision. This is the Jehovah Jireh. This is the ram in the bush, amen, that has got there, amen, as he word. He sent his word. You have to understand that in Genesis chapter 22, the Lord God, amen, had to speak into that ram, amen, to go to that place, amen, for God himself would provide a sacrifice. A man of faith, Abraham, spoke, amen. They had the fire, they had the wood. When they go into the mountain, amen, he had instructions to take his son, his only son whom he loved, amen, to slay him, amen. He even went to the far as binding him. He even went to the far as drawing the knife, amen. But amen, that God himself sent his word, amen, for a healing and a wholeness, even a sacrifice. His word, amen, was in the beginning, and his word was God, and the word was God. That was the Logos. That was his thoughts. That him, what he had said and declared, amen, amen, and dwelt. It was made flesh and dwelt among us, amen, and we beheld the glory, amen. Church tonight, you need to uphold the glory of the word of God in your life. This is what it does. It brings you forth in joy. It brings you, amen. It causes the trees of the field to clap their hands. He said, instead of the thorn, amen, which is representative of the curse, shall be the fir tree. And instead of the briars, amen, which is also representative of the curse, shall come up the myrtle tree. In other words, you'll be blessed instead of cursed when the word of God comes in, when the word of God is spoken into your life. And it shall be unto the Lord for a name and for an everlasting sign. That shall not be cut off. The word of God will not be cut off tonight. Amen. As this is in turn here, here is a man. And even with all his authority and with all his power and with all his means and with all his wealth, his servant cannot be healed. If everything that he had within him, amen, here's the man, the Bible says in verse 3 of Luke chapter 7, he said, a certain servant who was dear unto him was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, church that, have you heard of Jesus? You know, the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, how can you hear? How can you call upon him who have you not heard? Believed, amen. The Bible says, for whosoever, Romans 8:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How can you call on the Lord Jesus Christ if you've never heard of him? And how can you hear of him if you've never heard his word? And the Bible says, in whom shall they have not believed? And whom? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? You have to have a hearing ear tonight, church. You have to have a hearing ear. You know, the Bible says in John chapter 3, verse 8, as the wind listeth, in other words, God speaks into the wind, by the pneuma, by his breath, by his word, by his spirit. He speaks. He's a wind talker. He speaks into the wind, and you hear it. He speaks, amen. Even times when he spoke in thunder, the Bible says, amen, amen, that even spoke in the thunder in the book of Revelations. And John began to write it down. He said, see where that utterance of the thunder. Amen. And tonight, amen, God speaks in the thunder and he speaks in the wind. Amen. But have you heard what the wind is saying? Have you heard that they claim? You have an ear to hear what the wind is saying, what God's word is, amen, to catch it. Oh, many times, amen, I remember years ago, amen, that before cell phones, amen, and we used to have Bible studies in our house, amen, and God would speak to 30, 40 people all at the same time, and they would tell by the Spirit of God, he would speak into the wind, and those that had a hearing ear, and 40 people would gather in our home, and no one called, no one spoken to, just the Word of God spoken into the hearts of men, and they would gather in our house all at the same time. No one called one another. And the sight sign that God spoke into the Spirit, they would come together in our house, and we'd have a Bible study. And amen, when God would speak, amen, amen, there would be things that would be done, amen, in sync, amen, with the Spirit of God, because they had heard the Word of God. He just said in a word in their lives. And the Bible says, how shall I hear without a preacher? Church, tonight, you can't hear the Word of God without being preached unto you, and without being reserved unto you. And how shall they preach, he said, to be sent? We cannot preach the Word of God unless we are sent by the Heavenly Father. He said, as thy Father has sent me, so send I you. Church tonight, we have to be sent with the Word of God. We have to be sent as a messenger of God with the tidings of God. Tonight, we're sent, amen, to bring you healing, to give to you the Word of God. It's not our word. It's not man's word. It's the Word of God. It will bring healing unto you tonight. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. You know why the feet is beautiful? Because they're shod in the preparation of the gospel of peace. They have perfect shoes. Oh, they have the good shoes of the gospel of peace. It's just the right size. It's just the right width. It's just the right length. It's not cramped. Oh, we're walking around the Word of God, amen, on our feet. And it beautifies the feet. It beautifies their flesh. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah said, well, who has believed our report? Church tonight, we've prayed, amen, these prayer requests, and God has answered them. Amen, and the answer is the report of the Lord. It's a prayer of faith. The Bible says a prayer of faith in James chapter 5, prayer of faith shall heal the sick, it shall save the sick, and there be any sins, it shall be forgiven them. The Bible says the official prayer of prayer of righteous man availeth much. There's a veiling, amen. As we bombard heaven as believers, we pray the Word of God is spoken into our lives. We receive it. The Bible says so in faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Process, church. Faith comes by hearing. Faith is persuasion. Faith is what cause you to commit. This is what the servant had. He had faith. We're going to find out about that. Faith is persuasion. The Apostle Paul said, I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed against that day. Why was he persuaded? Because the word faith in the Greek means pistis. It means fully persuaded. How does it come? It comes by the Word of God. It comes by the Logos. In other words, as the Lego, as it all comes together in a puzzle. It's building. It's building up a spiritual house. The Bible says, I believe it's in 1 Peter chapter 2, it says, ye also are lively stones, in 1 Peter 2, verse 5, ye also are lively stones that build up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore, it is contained in the Scripture, behold, I lay in Zion, the chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him should not be confounded. How can you believe on him? You have to have faith. You have to have the Word of God. The Word of God is the process. The Word of God is the foundation of your life. The Word of God is the foundation for the spiritual house. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 7, hears the Word of God and does it, I will liken him to a man who built his house upon the rock, and when the storm beat for him, amen. That house will stand. The church tonight, if you don't have the foundation of the Word of God, if you don't have that foundation, if you have the Word of God and you don't have faith and you don't have here, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, without faith it's impossible to please him, for he must believe that he is. In other words, you can't believe that he's God without faith in God. You can't believe that you can't have the faith without his word being spoken into your life. You have to have the divine evidence. You have to have the rhema word. You have to have the rhema word, which is poured out into your life. You have to have the Logos word or the Lego, amen, the foundation, where the Word of God is laid inside. It's building, amen. You see the conclusion of the whole matter as the Word of God is spoken, amen, the whole Word of God. You don't live by just bread, but you live by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And the Bible says, "He shall believe and shall not be condemned. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious." The word of God is precious. The word of God is precious to you. "But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling." The word of God becomes a stumbling block to you. The word of God becomes a rock of offense rather than the rock of building up. "Even to them which stumble at the word." What word? The word of God. Church, is tonight, the worst thing you can do is stumble at the word of God. The worst thing you can do is fall over the foundation that God has put in your life. "Being disobedient, whatever they were also were appointed." You were, he said, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in the time past were not a people." These people were not a people until the word of God came into them. Until they were called, amen, and they heard the word, the logos, the word, the thought, the embodiment of the thoughts of Christ. The Bible says the word of God in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And is discerning the thoughts and the intents of the heart, even dividing unto the soul and spirit, amen, and the marrow and the bone, and even the thoughts and the intents. God, the very heart of God, by his word, you can discern the thoughts of God and the intents of his heart. Amen. "Which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which have not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." In times past they had obtained mercy, but now by the word of God. By the word of God. Going back, let's go back to Luke chapter 7. And the Bible says, "And when he had heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant." He was asking, what does the scripture teach us? The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, Luke chapter 11, "Ask and it shall be given, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you." This man began to ask for Jesus to come and heal his servant, to come and make him whole. Amen. And the Bible says, as they come, they besought him instantly, in other words, immediately, amen, that he was worthy for whom he should do this. In other words, they tried to get Jesus to come because this man was worthy, even though he was a Gentile, amen, because he had built them, as the Bible says in verse 5, "For he loveth our nation, and he's built us a synagogue." He had built them a place of assembling together. He had built them a place of worship. But that wasn't the reason why Jesus was coming. You know, the Bible speaks out in Luke chapter 11. He said he didn't come to the door because he was your friend, but he came because of the importunity. He kept asking, he kept seeking, he kept knocking. But you have to understand something. Jesus wasn't coming because he'd been a synagogue for the Jewish elders. You have to understand that the Bible says in Philippians 2, verse 8 and 9, "For you are saved by grace through faith, which is not a gift to ourselves, but a gift to God." It's not by works. In other words, this was the centurion's works, and it was the good works. The Bible said, "Don't let your good works be evil spoken of." Amen. It was a good works, but you know what? He wasn't going to be saved by his work. Jesus was not coming to his house because he had built a synagogue. Jesus wouldn't even come to his house with his work. Because let me tell you, there's not anyone in this world who is worthy for Jesus to come to your house. In fact, we're not even worthy to loosen these tribulations. That's what John the Baptist, the forerunner, amen. He was the witness of that light. Church, tonight, you're the witness of that light. But tonight, that light can shine into you. The scripture teaches in John chapter 1, he said, "To his men believed on his name, gave you the power to become, amen, the sons of God." He empowered them because he came into his own. The Bible says, "In his own received him not." Amen. Hallelujah. But as many as have received him, church tonight, if you receive the word of God spoken into your life, whether it be a rhema word or whether it be the logos word, whether it be lego, whether it be poured out as water or laid aside, amen, as a building block and a building stone, amen, the word of God, there's something building in you. You are God's house, amen, tonight. You are God's temple, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. But the Bible says in verse 6 of Luke chapter 7, "Then Jesus went with him, and when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter into my roof. Wherefore, neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee." What did he say? What did I say earlier? His thoughts are not my thoughts. I didn't think that you were worthy even before to come unto my house. But you know what? He was desperate. Why? Because he loved his servant. He was desperate as a man. He didn't think he never thought not one time that he was worthy to come into his house. But he said, but saying a word, just saying a logos, Just think it. Just speak it into existence, and my servant shall be healed. Just say a word. Just say a word. Just say the word, and my servant shall be healed. He said, why also the man set under authority? You know, the scripture teaches in Romans chapter 13 that the powers that be are subject to the higher power. This man, this captain, amen, knew of the captain of salvation and bring many men. He says, why also a man set under authority, having under me soldiers, and I say unto one, go, and he go, until another come, and he come, and my servant do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him and turned him about and said unto the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not Israel. And they that were sent, returning to the house, found the servant whole that had been sick. He just said in the word. He didn't make it to the servant, but he just spoke the word into existence. Church tonight, what happened when Jesus said in a word? God's word, what did God's word to do? Let me tell you what God's word to do. When in the beginning of this chapter, he spoke into an audience. Amen. They had a hearing. They had a hearing to hear. When the centurion heard somewhere about Jesus, it had been a faith. Amen. When he began to speak, amen, said in a word, here's what happened. Amen. When he said in a word, this man who was afar off, this man who was an alien from the commonwealth of Israel, was made nigh by the blood of Jesus. He said, it's not my word, amen. He said, thou shalt drink my blood and eat my flesh. This man began to eat the word of God and drink the word of God. There's life in the blood tonight, church. And you need to know as he began to eat that, amen, it drew him nigh unto Jesus Christ. He had been, he was a Gentile, amen, centurion, but by the just one word brought him into the kingdom of God. Just one word that was spoken made him a son, because as many as believed it, gave him the power to become a son. On that night, one word got the word of God, got the centurion into, he entered into three ships that day. He entered into a sonship. He entered into a fellowship. Amen. He had fellowship with the Father and with the Son. And he entered into a relationship. Amen. And the Bible says, amen. He said, he's believing masters. Amen. Hallelujah. Count them as brethren. When he said in a word, that servant and master became brethren. When he said in a word, that servant, no, that was not what he said. He became brethren. They become the sons of God. When he said in a word, just like I told you in 1 Peter chapter 2, he called them into a royal priesthood. Amen. Now there were kings and priests. He had given promotion. This man who was a centurion, just in one word, became a king and a priest in the kingdom of God. He was a centurion in the kingdom of the Roman Empire. But in the kingdom of God, he would have been promoted to king. Church, I'm telling you now, all across this world, God has said in a word, and he will change you. He will change you from a servant and a dad. Those of you that are ready to die and sick, just he has said in a word right now. He has spoken his word. He has spoken his love. He has spoken his word to others. He's poured out his word upon you, and his word, amen, has laid in you a foundation today. When this word was spoken, he was a word of authority. He spoke the word of authority. He spoke into this cancer, and it was good, and it went. He spoke into death, and it had to go. Here's a man who had authority over death. Hell and the grave. He said in a word, and it changed. He said in a word, and he made them kings and priests. He said in a word, and they became his son. He said in a word, and he saved their life. Not only in this life, but they only had hope in the life to come. They were saved by the word of God that was spoken. Amen. And how? Because they heard the word. And he came and he said, I've not found so great a faith in all Israel. Here was the man that was turned around by Jesus to show he had saw his faith. He said in the word, and the servant was made whole. Tonight, church, one word from God will make you whole, will make you a son, will make you a fellowship, will make you a light, will give you eternal life, will make you a king, will make you a priest. Just one word, if you have a hearing ear. How can you hear? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. How powerful is it? He can tell cancer to go. He can tell death to go. He can tell addictions to go. He can tell he can tell you to go or come. In fact, actually, it means to go or come. Whatever you have need of tonight, God, by His Word, can just say in a word. Just speak to Him tonight. Speak Him and let Him speak into your life and let Him speak into your healing, because tonight He wants to make you every whit whole. Jesus, just say in a word, and the world shall be made whole. And God, I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Go ahead, Brother and Sister Green.
Praise the Lord, Brother John. That's a good word there. And if you need to get saved, you need to call. You need to find you a place to pray. Praise God and call upon Jesus. Praise the Lord, which is the Word of God. Hallelujah. If you want to be part of the broadcast, it's 347-989-8862. And I just want to say to everyone that's called in, we sure do appreciate every one of you guys. And I'm going to have this here song. It goes right with Brother John's message there. And we just hope this blesses you. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. That's a very pretty song. And, you know, we've got the Word of God. He's already spoken, and all we have to do is read it and see what He wants us to do, because a lot of times when we read His Word, we seek for confirmation on what exactly it is that God will have us do. Praise the Lord. Sister Robin, come in, sis,
yes, ma'am,
and obey God. How you doing, sis?
I just want to thank you for the opportunity to be on here. I'm fine. I just want to praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I can just feel the Spirit through the phone tonight. And I want to start off in Genesis verse 3. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Okay, let me find my place. And then I'm going to Psalms 33, starting with verse 6. "By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathered the waters of the sea together as an heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast." And then I'm going to go to John chapter 1. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." And then go down to verse 9. "That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world." And in verse 14, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, and the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and of truth." When God spoke, he spoke creation into existence, and everything that was made by him. He was in the beginning, and he was the life, and he was the light, and he was made flesh and dwelt among us. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6, "For God, who commandeth the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." And then in 1 Peter 24, yeah. Wait a minute. 1 Peter 1. "For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you." Then in Revelation it says, "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last." So Jesus Christ was there in the beginning when God said, he spoke creation into existence out of his mouth. And Jesus is the Word of God. Jesus is the Word, and in his Word there's life, the living Word of God. He was there in the beginning, and he will be there in the end. And I just want to praise God for this broadcast tonight, because it has really blessed me. And thank
praise
you. I'll turn it back over to you.
Praise the Lord, Sister Robin. I'm glad I feel the confidence tonight. I feel the confirmation that I was talking about a while ago. The Lord led me to that very same scripture, John 1. And again, that's, you know, the Lord is speaking to us through his word, like you said. Praise the Lord. And when we get the same scriptures, we know that that's God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to come to you with this here song, and then we're going to, I see Brother Yearwood and Sister Gladys. Praise the Lord. We'll get them to obey God.
Thank you.
There is a place I go to rest at the feet of God. There's a place where I am blessed at the feet of God. There are times when I am weak at the feet of God. He knows my need before I sink at the feet of God. Praise the Lord. That's a beautiful song there, and called At the Feet of God. It's by Jerry and Tammy Sullivan, and a while ago you heard the Hensons, and they had sang Speak the Word, Lord. Praise God. So the subject tonight is the Word of God, and I know that song there probably didn't go quite with the subject tonight, but it's a beautiful song, and if we want to get anywhere with the Lord, we must come bowing down, praise the Lord, at the feet of God and pray. Ask for God to forgive us of our sins and be His child. Hallelujah. 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. 989-8862. Hallelujah. Brother Yearwood, come in, brother, and obey the Lord.
Just go ahead and let Sister Gladys go ahead there first, Sister Joanne.
Okay, praise the Lord. Sister Gladys, come in and obey God. Hallelujah, sis.
I was going to say the same thing. praise God, Sister Green, for you allowing me to come on the broadcast. It's an honor and a privilege to be with you, all of you that I speak with each week. And God is good, and I thank him for the friendships that he's creating here, and I thank him. You know, people may toss away friendships along the way, but God has shown me that not everybody's supposed to continue on the journey with you as you go on forward with the Lord. But that's not our subject tonight. My subject's going to be a little bit different than everybody else's, but this is just what I felt led to speak on. You know, if it wasn't for the Word, we wouldn't be kept. The Word is what keeps us. Jesus Christ died on the cross, and the Word of God was written in the beginning of time. And as time progressed, I know that men were given the Holy Spirit, and they were told what to write. And I thank God. There's even scriptures today that we don't know about because it wasn't meant for us to know. So I give God the glory because the Word does keep me. It keeps me strong, and it gives me a foundation to stand on. If I didn't have the Word of God, I couldn't live, and I know that's so true. The Word is what heals me. You know, we don't take the authority like we need to. We can speak out words of faith, and we can speak the scriptures out, and because it was written by God, it's what we can stand on, and it can heal our bodies and keep us in a sound mind. It can give us peace. And the Lord tells me that if I keep my mind on him, he will give me perfect peace, peace that surpasses all understanding. I give him the glory for that. You know, I've preached this recently, but the interesting thing is our pastor preached it on a Sunday night, and I'm not patting myself on the back. I want to give God the glory for it. That following day, I didn't remember what he had preached that previous Sunday, but I preached the same scripture. Then the following Sunday, our pastor went to another church, and the very same scripture was spoken on. And I'll give God the glory because that's confirmation, like Sister Green was talking about. And that's what we need to live by, is when somebody tells you something, it may be given to us by the Holy Ghost, but we need to wait on God. He said, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, and sometimes we need to wait on God before we truly jump out there and do things on our own. Sometimes we do things on our own. We make a mess of things. So I'm going to get started, not hold up everybody's time. But in 1 Peter 4:12-14, it says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which to try you is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified." In Matthew 18:18-20, you know, I was speaking a few minutes ago about our words and how we can take the authority of God and speak to those mountains. I've done it so many times before. You can remove mountains. The Bible says we can. We can speak to those mountains, and they can be removed. If there's a trial in your way and you need it to be removed out of your life, you can speak to it and stand on the scriptures, and God will take you far. It says in Matthew 18:18-20, "Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven.
Amen.
And whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." You know, there's more than two here tonight. I know Jesus is in the midst of us. The Holy Spirit is in the midst of what we're doing. And I thank him and glorify his holy name. You know, we do have power, and a lot of times we don't take the authority that we have. If we bind it on earth, the evil things of the devil, God will bind it in heaven also, and I give him praise and glory for that. In Ephesians 6:12, it says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." You know, like I've preached many times, we need to be lights in dark places, because as this world continues on, we're going to keep fighting against principalities and evil powers of darkness. But I know that we can follow through with Jesus' light and shed it upon the world, and we can speak the gospel out to these nations. And I praise God for each and every one that listens tonight, because we can bring the gospel to them when they have never heard the word before. And we can open eyes that are closed, and we can help them make it through to heaven. And I praise him for that. In Psalm 91:15, said, "He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him." 2 Corinthians 10:4, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of the strongholds." You know, many people don't know what a stronghold is. It's when people justify their wrong actions. You know, when people say it's okay to smoke the dope, it's okay to drink the booze, it's okay to drink a drink here and there. You know, it's not going to hurt me. You hear different people saying, "I'm a Christian today." They wear that big old bold cross. It takes more than a cross around my neck to know that I'm serving the Lord. I've got to stand firm on the word of God, and I've got to preach it, teach it, and I've got to walk it and talk it. I can't just talk it and never walk it. People need to watch. They're watching our lives. They're wanting to see if we have the real good. They don't want to see what's in the world inside the church. They want to see the church inside the world, and we need to take it to them. In Psalm 91:15, I read down. Ephesians 4:2-3, "With all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." In my notes it says, "A worthy walk before God will be marked by lowliness and gentleness, not a pushy desire to defend our own rights and advance our own agenda at all costs." I've heard Sister Green say it, and I've heard our pastor also say it. A lot of times people want to jump rank. They want to jump ahead of their pastors and their leaders. People need to submit unto God, and the enemy will flee. If we do what God wants us to do and do what the Word of God says, we can't go wrong. If we follow the Word of God and stand firm on that foundation, then we'll never go wrong. And the thing that one scripture was saying, you build your house on the rock, then it will stand. You build it on the sand, it's going to wash away. We need to make mm-hmm. sure our foundation is firm and what God wants it to be. In Romans 8:37, "Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." You know, I praise God for that scripture, because I am a conqueror. I'm what you call a survivor. I'm a walking, talking miracle. And people may look upon me and they may say, "Well, she's just a weakling. She's nobody." But God will make me somebody. I'm not looking for a big name. I don't want my name printed in lights. As long as my name's in the book of life, that's all I care about. It may be a struggle some days. It may be an effort to get up out of the bed in the morning. But praise be to God, he does get me up every morning. He puts breath in my lungs, and he gives me the strength to glorify his holy name. You know, God is not going to stand for anyone else getting the glory. I don't want his glory. I want to give all the glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. He died upon that cross for my sins. He shed the blood on Calvary. He died a cruel, cruel death. And, you know, I'm sorry if it steps on people's toes, but I don't believe in once saved, always saved. Because, you know, they say, well, we are under grace. Well, you can become a disgrace to God. If you think you can live any old way, then you're trampling on the blood and you crucify him once again. But I want to be a conqueror in Jesus Christ. I want to let people know you can be a survivor in this thing. Yes, there's struggles, and yes, the enemy may fight, but God will see you through. He will pull you through. If you stand on the scriptures, read the scriptures. I've been healed by reading Jesus going to the cross and laying on my bedside and on the couch one night. I had a terrible kidney infection. But Jesus touched my body. So don't ever think you have to have man or woman lay hands on you before you can be touched by the Lord. You can read his word and stand firm on his word. Speak his word out and stand believing. Stand firm on that word. Speak it out. Speak those things which are not as though they are, were. That's like my children. They may not be serving God right now, but my daughter will be singing the songs again. My son will be standing in the pulpit once again and preaching the word of God. He's going to bring those kids that are out there and being dying every day. I get angry at that. You know, the world is full of heroin and people shooting up. He can relate to that. He knows what that's all about. But he can pull them out of the fire, and he can witness to them that he can, that they can live through it, and Jesus will bring them through. I praise God for what he's doing in my children's life.
Amen.
He's whispering in their ear, and when they're laying down to sleep, he's talking to them, and I glorify his holy name. And I know he's speaking the word to their hearts. They know how to live it. And tonight I praise God for them being saved again, walking upright before the Lord and doing his will. I want to turn it back over to you, Sister Green. Thank you once again for letting me on the broadcast. Appreciate it.
Amen. Appreciate that, Sister Gladys. We love every one of you that call in and the listeners, too. And tell you, if you're not saved tonight, we want you to call in at 347-989-8862. We're all of us here are preachers, and we'll be glad to minister with you. Or if you have questions, we'll sure be glad to help answer. And there's five of us, all tonight that would be happy to talk with you. Praise God. And if you don't want to talk to us and you want to just talk to the Lord, that's the main one, is that you talk to Jesus. Praise the Lord and ask him to forgive you of your sins. You want to be a part of the broadcast, it's 347-989-8862. Again, 347-989-8862 if you want to reach us by email. He is risen38@AOL.com. He is risen38@AOL.com. Praise God. We're gonna get this here song going here, and then we're gonna have Brother Yearwood to obey the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In that there song, it says that you can't change it and you cannot rearrange it. Praise the Lord. And that's exactly how we feel about the Word of God. It is written. I believe it was Sister Gladys or Sister Robin One was talking about how the Bible was written. God said what to write down, and the men wrote it down. Praise the Lord. And it can't be changed, and it can't be rearranged. Hallelujah. Praise God. Brother Yearwood, go ahead and obey the Lord, brother.
Okay, appreciate it. I'm going to let Betty read these prayer requests off first, sister.
Amen.
Brother and Sister Queen that go to church with us lost their grandson on Monday. He was on a bicycle and a car hit him and it killed him. So let's remember that family, and let's remember the Garcia family and the Jenkins family that just recently lost their loved ones. And let's remember the Dockery family. That's Lloyd Ray's cousin. They just buried him, or they just had his funeral tonight, going to bury him in the morning. So let's remember the Dockery family. And remember all of our family that needs to be saved, and Lloyd Ray needs prayer because they're wanting to do surgery on that elbow. And September the 12th, he's supposed to have ultrasound on his stomach. And September the 15th, he's supposed to go for another sleep apnea test. So just remember him. Let's pray for all that's going on in Israel and pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And remember all the persecuted Christians that's being beheaded and all that. And remember Anessa Thomas that has been having severe headaches. She's been having them for weeks now. And Trisha McDonald Smyrna says pray for her daughter, Christy Yearwood, that's in the Park West Hospital. She had to go on dialysis, and I think the girl's only in her 30s. So let's remember her. And my sister Eloise wants everyone to pray that she'll have a safe trip tomorrow. She's going to take a road trip, so remember her.
Praise the Lord. So the subject tonight is Thy Word. So, you know, I thank God, the Word of God. So, you know, I thank God for this here tonight. I'm on the read a verse here in St. John, the first chapter. I've heard Brother John bring it out, and Sister Robin brought it out. And you know, the Word, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And verse 14, it says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, and the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And you know, today I want to say that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, that whereby that we can be saved and have an eternal life. And you know, we was looking here, and as we were studying this here to, for this message, we found here we're going to Psalms 119. And you know, Thy Word is mentioned only 38 times in this one chapter. And so, you know, that must really mean something to God, to have a subject like that. And so if you want to look in Psalms 119 and verse 11, it says, Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And, you know, that's what we need to know, that we can hide the Word and hide ourselves in the Word, that we don't sin against God. And so I look into 119 and verse 16, it says, I will delight thyself in myself in the statute. I will not forget thy word. You know, praise God, that is something there. The Lord is revealing to us there that we need to know. And, you know, let's go on. Let's look into verse 50 there in the same chapter. And it says, this is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word have quickened me, revived me. And, you know, praise God, that is something there tonight. God's word is reviving us if we'll just only comfort ourselves in the word. You know, that's what the word is telling us here. Then let's look into verse 57. It says, thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy word. You know, I tell you, this, I think, you know, the way that God is really telling us here, I believe thy word is really important tonight. I believe thy word will set us free, and I believe it will, as Sister Gladys was talking there a while ago about, or preaching there a while ago about being healed with his word. And, you know, I praise God tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If we'll just only take the word, you know, praise God, if we'll speak the word to our situation, things are going to have to move. Things are going to have to turn around. I tell you what, I was preaching tonight. I preached over here, and tomorrow, Lord's willing, nothing don't happen. You'll be able to see the service on the Internet, on YouTube, where I preached tonight. I preached tonight from 1 Kings over there, starting in verse 8 through the rest of the chapter, about Elijah, you know, and the widow woman there. Praise God, you know, but the word that God spoke to him, and he spoke it into her, and she received it, and she went and was willing to go and fetch the water for him to drink, and bring him a cake of bread for him to eat. But if he hadn't have spoke the words and she hadn't obeyed, it would never happen. But you can just tune into that there tomorrow on YouTube and hear that by the Lord's help. Let's look into verse 81 there, still in Psalms 119, and verse 81 it says, my soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. You know, praise God, thy word is something tonight that we're speaking about. You know, I believe we need to take this word and plant it in our spirit and plant it in our soul and then live according to thy word, that we'll not sin against it. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. I tell you what, let's go. Let's go into verse 89 there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 89. I don't have time to find it there. Forever, O Lord, thy word. See thy word again. Hallelujah. Is settled in heaven. You know, praise God. I'm so thankful tonight to know that thy word is settled in heaven. Praise God. That's all we need to do is just realize that thy word is settled in heaven. Now, don't lose your place there in 119, but go over to the Matthew 24, and we're going to read a couple of verses there by God's help. Then we'll go be going back to 119 Psalms. There in 24 and verse 34 and 35 in Matthew, in the 24th chapter, it says, verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Thy words shall not pass away. And you know, praise God, His word is going to be a standing. Whenever this heaven heaven passes away and this earth passes away, but His word is going to be still standing. And I tell you what, tonight we need to be hid in His word and hid in Him. If we ever want to do anything and go anywhere with the Lord, you know, I believe tonight if we just speak the word to our situation, to our problems, I believe it'll be fulfilled. I believe God's word will fulfill just exactly what it said it would do. A lot of times it's us that will speak it, and maybe we just have a little bit of doubt. But I'm going to tell you something. God's word tells us when we're praying and we don't doubt, we shall receive whatever we ask Him to do. And I'm so thankful tonight. Praise God that if we'll get our spirits lined up and get it in tune with God, then He's going to do something for us. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Let's look into Psalms 119 and verse 101. Hallelujah. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, and that I might keep thy word. Hallelujah. You know, praise God, that's what it's all about there tonight, is keeping the Lord's word and keeping Him. You know, we just need to get to stood fast in His word. Praise God. And let's look into verse 103. It says, how sweet are the how sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. You know, praise God, the word is sweet to us tonight. If we'll just only take it, you know, praise God. I'm so thankful tonight that we are speaking about thy word. And, you know, I'd like for you just to go back and just go over the scriptures and study them real close. We're not getting all of them, but the 119 Psalms there, and there's 38 times you're going to find that in these scriptures. And, you know, I praise God, just thy word. Oh, hallelujah. That's something tonight. God had spoke to David there and told him when he got to Psalms 119, just to put that in there. You know, praise God, you know, the word is forever settled in heaven. It's established, my friend, for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's look into Psalms 105. It says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And, you know, praise God. Hallelujah. The word, my friend, will be a light unto us tonight, and he'll be a lamp unto our path. And, you know, I just praise God for that. Let's look into, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Just one second here. I've got, praise the Lord. Well, let's just let's let that and go. Hallelujah. You know, tonight, praise God, I appreciate this word, and I appreciate an opportunity to stand and declare the word of God, and just to tell people that they can have life and have it more abundant if they'll just only accept the Lord as their personal Savior. And let's look into Psalms 19 and verse 14. It says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted into thy sight, acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I appreciate that. Appreciate the word of God, and I appreciate Sister Green has given us the opportunity to obey the Lord, so we'll turn it back over to you, and we're going to be standing by and listening. God bless every one of you.
Thank you.
appreciate that, Brother Yearwood, and always appreciate you guys calling in, and thank you all for obeying God. And we've got some more prayer requests as the broadcast has been going. Sister Bonnie Koger, she says, pray for my mom, please. She will be having a very serious surgery and is having a hard time with her health. A lot of different things, a lot of pain. Remember Sister Tanya Green, the doctors have told her brother because of his heart attack, he is going to lose the use of his hands because there was so much damage. We do not claim this. Please pray. He will be healed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Sister Pauline Hamlin says, I do. She has a prayer request. I have a work issue and a health issue. Sister Lorna Millett says, pray for her husband. He's pastor in Chillicothe. Brother Yearwood knows him personally also, and Sister Betty Yearwood, they know him as well. Pray for my husband, Michael. He shut his hand in a car door yesterday, and he broke his finger. It is giving him a lot of pain. So we need to remember Pastor Mike Millett. Praise the Lord. This has been a wonderful broadcast so far. We've still got 35 minutes, and we're going to come to you with this here song. We enjoyed everyone that's been speaking tonight and preaching. Hallelujah.
Go in.
Listen to this. Lord, the subject tonight is the Word of God, and we know that the Word of God, if you've listened tonight to the preachers preaching, they were telling you that the Word of God, praise the Lord, is Jesus. He is the Lamb. He was in the beginning, as Sister Robin said, and Brother Yearwood, and the Lord give me that scripture too, praise God, how in the beginning, praise the Lord, was the Word. Let me see here. Let me find it here. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Praise the Lord. And there's another scripture that says, nothing that was made except by Him. Everything that was created was by Him. Praise the Lord. Who's Him? Jesus. Praise the Lord. He was with the Father in the beginning. Praise the Lord. So He is God of the Old Testament, Jehovah. Praise the Lord, and He is Jesus of the New Testament. He is the Word of God. Hallelujah. God is so good. He's so merciful. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. So right now we're going to have Brother Clint. He's right here ready. We're going to have Rachel. She's going to come first, and she's going to read her scripture. She's been waiting to do this all night. Praise the Lord. I love her.
Romans 10:8. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach.
Praise God. She's our 10-year-old daughter, and we just appreciate her. She loves God with all her heart, and her light sure does shine. Praise the Lord. So here is Brother Clint.
Amen. It's good to be with you tonight. Thank God for all the callers that's called in and preached, and the ones that turned in their prayer requests. And I thank God tonight that we have a word from God that we can run to, and it's our hiding place. You know, the word of the Lord is a high tower. The Bible said, or the name of the Lord is a high tower, and the righteous run into it and is safe. And we know that the word of the Lord is the same as the name of the Lord. And we know his name is Jesus, and he's the living word. And he came down here, was born in a manger, laid in a manger there, and he grew up and went to that cross and died for our sins. And this is what Rachel was talking about tonight when she was reading this scriptures. Praise God, here in Romans chapter 10. Now I want to back up and start here at verse number 5. It says, for Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thy heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. And that's what we preach tonight, is the word of faith. We preach that whosoever, and it goes on here and says in verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. But we have to come to that place to where we know that, you know, God hears us when we pray. And when a sinner man prays, you know, a lot of times they're looking for something to happen, you know, maybe see a great light from heaven, or whatever it is it might be that they're looking for, but maybe they're looking to hear the voice of God. And, you know, and sometimes God has spoken to people, and sometimes people have seen a great light, different experiences that they've had, but the word says the thing to do is to believe. Not only to believe, but also to confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. And it says there also to believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. See, we have to believe that this is the one that came and died on the cross. He was buried and he rose the third day. And he went back to the Father and he sent forth the Holy Ghost. And we know he went back to the Father because he sent forth the Comforter, which we have today. And they were all in that upper room, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And the Bible said there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled that house there where they had gathered. And they were waiting for the promise of the Father. So they knew that this one that had died on the cross was the one that was prophesied to come. And he was sent into this world to be a ransom, to buy back what we had lost in the Garden of Eden. And his name is called the Word of God. And we look over into Revelation chapter 19, And I want to turn right there for a minute. We may come back to this scripture that we're on right now here in Romans 10, but I want to read something over in Revelation 19 where the Bible tells us there that his name is called the Word of God. And you know, he came the first time and he was laid in a manger, a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes. And the Lord, the angel said, you'll find him and he'll be wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And they came and worshiped the Christ child. And you know, the kings came and they gave him gold and different gifts they gave him. Praise God. And he came humble the first time. He went and grew up and went to that cross. But this time, he's coming back in power. And he's coming back in great glory. And he's not going to come back as a lamb to be crucified again. But he's coming back as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I want to read that particular scripture right there, Revelation 9, starting at verse 11, or 19, starting at verse 11. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress to the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So we see that when he comes this time, he's coming to rule the world. He's the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And you know, he has made us both priests and kings, and we're going to rule with him for 1,000 years. And if we are born again and washed in the blood of Jesus, you know, many of us, we need to sometimes just plead the blood of Jesus. And,
yes,
you know, they had the blood over their household there. And the Bible tells us there in the book of Exodus, and it was a type of the Lamb of God. And he came to take away the sins of the world. But that lamb today, the ones that they're offering up, will never take away sin. There was only one a man that could ever buy back what we had lost, and that was the Son of God. And he was the Lamb of God that John the Baptist pointed to and said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. So we're preaching tonight upon preaching about the Word of God. And I want to go back here to where I started. In Romans, excuse me, in Romans chapter 10, and I want to start with verse 6. It says, but the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead. So you see, what he was trying to tell them was, you know, you can't go into the deep and bring Christ back, and you can't ascend into heaven and get a hold of Christ and bring him back. But what saith it, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth, you see, and in thy heart. You see, what we say, God hears us. When we speak, God hears us. When we go about every day that we live, God hears us. You know, it was Brother John, I believe, tonight that quoted that scripture over there in the book of Hebrews where it says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. You know, quick means that the word of God is alive. And, you know, I was thinking there in the Old Testament when Moses went up in the mountain and he began to get a hold of God, and he went up there in the presence of God, and you know the mountain smoked, and there was fire on the mountain, and there was cloud on the mountain, and you know the people heard the voice of God, and Moses came back down, and they said, we don't want to hear the voice of God. We want God to speak to you, and then you speak to us. And that's what God did to Israel. He did that. He would speak to Moses, and Moses would go tell them what God wanted them to do. And, you know, it's the same thing when Jesus came. They didn't want to hear the voice of God, and, you know, they just wanted to hear a voice, the voice of a man. So God brought forth his Son into the world, not to condemn it, but that the world through him might be saved. He wanted to come into his own, and he wanted to go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and he wanted to go there with the word. And he had his name is called the Word of God, and he was the Word that was made flesh. And as a couple of people have said tonight, how that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then on down there in John chapter 1, it says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So we know that Jesus was the Word of God made flesh, and he walked among us. And thinking about how that he was demonstrating and doing exactly what Israel wanted done. They wanted a man to come and speak, and he did that very thing. But then when he came, they not only rejected God, the Spirit of God, but they rejected the man of God. They rejected the living, walking, talking Word of God. And not only did they reject him, but they crucified him and put him on a cross and shed his blood. But, you know, it was all in the plan of God that they would reject him, because the Bible said that they had eyes but they could not see, and they had ears that they could not hear. Praise God. And though they had been preached to, and though they had the Word of God, and they had the Old Testament to look at, and he said, behold, he came in the volume of the book. And we know he's talking about the Old Testament and the New Testament. He said the New Testament, he said at the Last Supper, sitting there with the disciples, he passed the cup around, and he said, drink ye all of it. This is the New Testament that is written in my blood. And so they had to accept the blood of Jesus, and they had to accept the body. He said he took the bread and he broke it, and he said, this is my body, which is broken for you. So we see that they had to receive him as a man, the body. The natural body of Christ was broken, and the blood came running out. And they had to not only accept Jesus' body. You know, the Bible said there was one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. So he was more than a man, but he was man, and he was God in one body. Praise God. And he had the Spirit. He said, my word, it is spirit and it is life. And the entrance of thy word, one place the scripture said, the entrance of thy word giveth light. And I tell you, when we get the word in us, we've got the light in us, and we not only got the light in us, but we've got the life of God in us. And the thing about it is we've got to keep the word. We've got to get this word sown in our heart, just like Brother Yearwood said tonight, one scripture I believe he quoted there, said, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee." So David was saying, "I'm going to hide the word in my heart that I might not sin against you, God." He said, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord." And I tell you tonight, we need not only to speak the word, but we need to meditate upon the word. And he was over there, and I think it was Psalms 119. He was talking about how if you go through that Psalms 119 over and over and over, he talks about the word of God and what it'll do for you and how it'll bring you out of your problems and your situations and how that we should love the word of God and how that he loved the word more than his food, necessary food, and how that he longed after the word of God and how that he was quickened by the word. And we need that quickening power down in our soul today, and that's why we need the word of God. And I thank God we have it today, and I want to go on here. "Or who shall descend into the deep?" That is to bring Christ up again from the dead. Well, I'll tell you, he's risen today. He's no longer in that grave. That old tomb is empty, and he ever liveth to make intercession for us according to the word of God. And he is backing up his word. He watches over his word to perform it, and his eyes is on the righteous, and his ears open unto the cry. And he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, his word working in us, gives us power. Praise God, because the Holy Ghost works with the word. Praise God. "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness." To believe unto righteousness means that you must believe him. That Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he's the one that came and died on the cross for you. He's the one that died for the sins of the whole world. "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness." It means that I believe what God said about his Son named Jesus, how that Christ did what he did in the pages of this Holy Bible, and I'm believing every word. The Bible tells me that if I believe on him as the scripture has said, then out of my belly shall flow living water. Praise God. And he's talking about the Holy Ghost. And praise God. It says, "For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." I'm not ashamed of Jesus. I'm not ashamed of the word of God. And he said if we're ashamed of him, he'll be ashamed of us, and we're supposed to not be ashamed to say that I'm a Christian, or to say that I'm a child of God, or to say that I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the one who died for me on that old rugged cross. Praise God. He said, "For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich in all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." So that's why we're preaching tonight. And somebody's already preached some of this here tonight. It says, "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?" So tonight we're preaching, praise God, and we're attempting to get the message over to people maybe that never heard this old story, how Jesus came and died for our sins, and how that he is the Son of God, and and he's the one that paid the payment to take away sin. And in him is no sin, praise God. And he bore our sins on the cross, and when he went to and died on that cross, he paid the payment for all the sins of the world, that whosoever calls upon that wonderful name of Jesus, God hears them when they call. Now, the Bible tells us one place that he cannot deny himself, talking about God cannot deny himself. So if God had Christ to die on the cross for your sins, that means the payment has been paid today, and you can go free. Praise God. You can be delivered from your addictions and the things that's holding you back from serving God. And all you got to do is make yourself an altar. All you got to do is begin to call upon the name of Jesus and believe that he hears you when you pray. And then confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. And tell somebody that you gave your heart to God. And tell somebody that I called on Jesus. I've taken him as my personal Savior. And I believe what he did for me on the cross is going to stand for eternity. And I believe that I'm saved by grace through faith because I've called on that wonderful name of Jesus. How shall they preach except to be sent, as it is written? How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Praise God. So God is a God of peace. He's a God that wants to bring peace to this world. He wants people to lay their weapons of war down, and he wants them to study. There's a coming a time when they'll study war no more. And he's going to bring that man back called Christ. He's coming back again. In Revelation 19, he's coming on a white horse, and all the armies of heaven is coming with him. And if you're born again tonight, if you're saved, and you've called on Jesus as your personal Savior, then you'll be coming back with him. Praise God. If you read that scripture there in Revelation chapter 19, it tells how that all the armies of heaven were following him upon white horses. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Turn it back over to Sister Joanna. I don't know what time it is.
Brother, you're doing a wonderful job here. We've got some prayer requests. We need to pray over the prayer requests. And we have Brother Van Hook. He's on with us now. And So, Sister Gladys, did you have some prayer requests?
I did. I wanted to ask for prayer for Brother John at church. His numbers are great, so continue praying for him. I appreciate you praying. My Uncle Gary, he's doing chemo, and he needs strength and to gain weight. My family, my niece Crystal just lost a baby, unfortunately, and my son to receive God's direction. I know God's bringing him back in, but right now he needs help with his marriage, so pray for that, please.
Amen. Let's remember those. Remember Brother Yearwood's request, and remember the family that lost their Brother Benny Spencer. He just fell over dead on Wednesday right before church. And pray for his wife, Sister Doris Spencer. Very sad time. It was all totally unexpected, so remember that family. Sister Robin, do you have any prayer requests, sis?
Yes, I do. I'd like for everybody to pray for my unsaved children. And we've been having a lot of allergy problems, some of the members of the church. And we had one that went to the hospital yesterday, and he got out today. So his name is Ralph Taylor. I want everybody to be praying for him.
We sure will, sis. Brother John, you have any prayer requests, brother?
Yeah, just remember all around the world, just the outpouring of God's Spirit, and remember those that are bound by addictions, whatever it might be. Like I said, we've had some people in the hospital, and just remember our children and our families, and just this broadcast that we will reach people. People will be set free and delivered by the power of the Lord.
Amen. Brother Van Hook, can you you want to turn in some prayer requests? Brother, we've got a minute and 14 seconds left, and just lead us in prayer, brother.
Yes, I do. Let's pray for the people around the world and people in these foreign countries like Iran, Iraq, and militia, and places like that, and Pakistan, places like that. They really need our prayers, and around the world. Father, we come before the throne right now in the name of Jesus. We know, God, that Jesus is the eternal Word of God that was made flesh and dwelled among us, God. And we just want to thank you for that, that he died on the, he came and he died on the cross and he rose again from the dead. We want to praise you for that, God. He ascended at the right hand of the Father as our intercessor and mediator, that whosoever should call upon his name shall be saved. We praise you for that, God. We just want to thank you, Lord, for all these things that you've done for us. Don't let a one be lost, God. God, I ask you to save sinners, bring backsliders back. Lord, right now, let them ask you, Jesus, to come into their heart, to forgive them, to save them, and to wash their sins away and meet it, God, and get saved and follow you, God, unto the end, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray with power, authority, and ability that we can't do nothing on our own. Give everything to you, God, in Jesus' name. Thank God for the Word of God, the inspired Word of the living God. All glory to you, Jesus. We give you all praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Appreciate every one of you that's called in tonight. And we've done went off the air. And we just praise the Lord for you guys. And you all have a great week. And I'm going to do my best to get the next subject on as a lot sooner. I apologize that I didn't get to do that this week. Been a crazy week for us this week, but we will definitely try to do better.
Amen. God bless y'all.
Good night, y'all.
God bless everybody.
God bless everybody.
God bless
everybody.
God bless.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye. Good night.